But giving yourself away to God.
Yes.
After all, he made you. And knows all about you, but he won't force you to give yourself away. He won't strong arm you into giving yourself away. It has to be voluntary. Let us bow today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. For there's power in that name. As we stand today, God, to proclaim your word, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, encourage another, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thankful to God today for you here in Baltimore. We keep adding on. Folk in Florida who are watching, and folk in Indiana, those who are in the great state of North Carolina, Virginia, and the like. Just let us know you're out there. Amen.
Amen.
I always say that if you're in the area, make sure you get here. We still cannot afford to fly you. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. It reads, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, "Let Freedom Ring." My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Of thee, I say, land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountaintop, let freedom ring. A seminary student from Massachusetts, Stephen Francis Smith, wrote this song in the 1830s. It so inspired Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. that he used a portion of that song on a hot day in August in 1963 when he stood there in front of the Lincoln Memorial and declared, "Let freedom ring." It was a march for jobs and freedom. And Dr. King was there to announce to the world that the time needed to change. Now, "Let Freedom Ring" in itself is a statement that some believe lays out the ideas of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But Dr. King spoke of letting freedom ring. From the mountains to the hills to the molehills. He began to name all of the mountains, and I won't dare do a geography lesson today, but there were mountains in Colorado and California and Georgia and Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, New York, or Tennessee. He believed that freedom was possible, that freedom was doable, because of our collective faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I want to declare this morning that freedom, that is freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ, is freedom that ought to ring deep in our hearts and in our souls.
Amen.
In our text today, it is the Apostle Paul who writes to the church at Corinth. That Paul was a writing somebody. He would write to encourage believers in the places he had stopped through and oftentimes started churches. He wrote to encourage them that although you may be in bondage, you can be free. They were in bondage to what was called the law. They were in bondage to rituals. And they were bonded to ceremonial things. But he's saying there is another way that you can be free. That freedom indeed can ring.
Amen.
And what a word for us today. We too can be free.
Yes.
Free from the struggles of life and free from situations that would seemingly bound us. Isn't it great to be free?
Amen.
And to know that you're free.
Yes.
That when folk try to tie you up and
come on,
lie on you, double cross you, make things rough for you, dig a hole, push you in the hole.
Yeah.
It's great to know that I am free in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, y'all don't sound like it ever happened to y'all. But at the end of the day, as you laid your head on the pillow, you said, you know what? I'm free in Christ Jesus. And Jesus talks about this in the Gospel of John 8 and 32 and 8 and 36. He says, then you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Verse 36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. I mean, that's your get out of jail card. Amen? That he's already said that you're free. And so there's no reason for you to remain in bondage. You ought to just let freedom ring. What is it that you want God to free you from? Maybe it's people. Maybe it's places. Maybe it's things that you need to be freed from. And once you identify them, take it to the Lord in prayer. Well, let freedom ring. And when freedom rings in the hearts of the believer, a change will come about.
Yes, it will.
When freedom rings, there'll be a challenge. But when freedom rings, ultimately, we can become more Christ-like.
Yes.
Verse 17 is where it's all included. Let's unpack that. What does it mean to be changed? How am I changed? The Bible says that it is through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, a reminder of who he is. Amen? And realize the Holy Spirit is a person with feelings. And the Holy Spirit is able to change us. And Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, is able to deliver us. And aren't you glad that you serve a God who's in the present tense?
Yes.
Not was, but he who is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. Do you serve that kind of God? He never expires. He's never out of date. He never is out of style. And it's through our relationship with him we can be changed. Paul was talking about God's office and not God's nature. It's in the Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the Godhead.
Yes.
Let me drop this in Bible 101. Those of us who know that we're saved and proclaim Christ as our personal Savior, we believe in the full countenance of God.
Yes.
God the Father,
yes.
God the Son,
yes.
God the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Be wary of somebody who only takes one.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
But we serve the Godhead.
Yes.
That's Bible 101.
Yeah.
We cannot free ourselves. It's not possible to change ourselves. There's no 30-day plan that will change you and that will free you, but there is a plan of salvation.
Yes.
I hope y'all signed up for that plan. Years ago, I wrote insurance. And I would go in the house and I would give them the best plan. Well, you want our premium plan. It will cover more. Some of y'all know about that. You buy a car, they want to give you the plan. Aren't you glad today that you have the plan of salvation? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Confession unto him, you've got the plan. That's what changes us.
Yes.
I like Billy Joel. He'll say, I'll take you just the way you are. But God forbid that he took me the way I was. But I'm thanking God that he changed me and transformed me that I'm no longer just the way I was.
Yes.
Oh, don't leave me hanging by myself now. Oh, you remember the old you?
Yes.
Old mean you, the old sneaky you.
Yes.
The old lying you, the old drinking you. Yes. The old cheating you. But thank God for Jesus that you can be changed through Christ.
Yes.
Freedom in him.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15:52. It says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
Yes.
How do you like the new you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all don't like the new you, huh? Y'all pretending you were not the old person, but thank God, if any man be in Christ,
yes,
they're a new creature. All things are passed away, behold, all things become new. Freedom can reign when we're changed, but also when we're challenged. Challenge to pin down, challenge to locate, challenge to find true freedom. The freedom that the Lord has given us. And sometimes we have difficulty embracing the fact that we're free. And realizing that he's made us free. And sometimes that's a challenge because we know that we don't deserve it. And that's so true. But don't beat yourself up. Just receive the freedom that Christ lays out for each of us. But so often freedom seems elusive. It seems out of reach, but here's the fact. Freedom is where the Spirit of the Lord is. And as we allow the Spirit of God to reside in us, we can truly find freedom, but it is in the Spirit.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That you can go other places. Life may challenge you. Life may disable and disconnect you to the point that sometimes we fail to recognize that we're already free.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I feel free right now. I feel free to stand before you today and to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. I feel free knowing that my sins have been forgiven. I feel free knowing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Any free people in the house today?
Yeah.
Amen. Free, free, free. Jesus proclaimed from the Gospel of Matthew when he began his ministry. He said, the Spirit of the Lord, there's the Spirit again, is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and to set the oppressed free. We were challenged to connect.
Yes.
Changed by this freedom, but also the end result ought to be not that I've got a badge that says I'm free. Not that I can say, oh yeah, that's on my resume. But what about this transformation to the point that we are Christ-like? Mm. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. We must commit to be Christ-like.
Yes.
Not Christ.
Christ-like.
Some of us believe we're Christ.
Mm.
And we're not.
Amen.
But we ought to have the characteristics of Christ.
That's right.
Faithful. Prayerful,
yes.
Wise,
yes.
Virtuous,
mm-hmm.
Humble,
yes.
Obedient,
yes.
Patient, giving, and forgiving.
Yeah.
Freedom is possible because the debt has been paid.
Amen.
The bail has been posted.
Yes.
And now we're free.
Yes, we are. Thank you.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
He paid the debt by going to an old rugged cross. He paid the debt for our freedom by being buried in a borrowed tomb. He paid the debt for our freedom when he rose with all power in his hand. That's another cue as a believer that he got up from the grave with all power in his hands. That's the full gospel. Free. And sometimes we have to be freed from ourselves.
Amen?
Sometimes we're the one cuffing us.
We are the one arresting us, but we ought to let the world know and let the enemy know. I'm free. What does freedom feel like for you today? Do you feel freedom in the spirit today? To say I can go and press my way toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. What? I'm free, y'all. Free in Jesus Christ. And that brings us into the larger family. 1 John 3:2 says, beloved, now are we the sons, and I'm going to add daughters and children of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, that we shall be like him. Why? We will see him as he is. Now let me help you to use your spiritual imagination. Can you think about seeing him, the one who died for you? Seeing him, the one who brought you through those trials and tribulations? Seeing him, the one that picked you up and turned you around, the one who got your feet off the miry clay? I'm talking about that God. I can only imagine what that day will be like. Freedom will ring. But don't just let freedom ring, but let freedom bring you to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't just let freedom ring. Let freedom call you to cling to the promises of Jesus Christ. Don't just let freedom ring, but let freedom spring you to new heights in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't just let freedom ring, but let freedom remind you of the King. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. Let freedom ring, but let it also cause you to sing one of those songs from Zion. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting. And that's a blessing. I'm free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. Free to sing. And free to shout. Free to praise. And free to preach. Free to teach. Free to love. Anybody feel free today? That when you talk about this sense of freedom, it ought to ring from your heart. It ought to ring from your inner parts to know that I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. And even though you may not hear it, freedom is ringing. Even though it may not be evident to you, when I get up in the morning, I can sense that freedom is ringing. When God brings me through a situation, I sense that freedom is ringing. Will you let freedom ring? I'm free. That is the word of God today. It's already blessed. Come on, stand today. Give God an amen today. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen means so it is. It means that I agree with that.
That's right.
You can't say amen for everything. But if you hear the truth, the church, the body of Christ, ought to say amen. Come on, sing it with us today. That can be your freedom cry today. The Constitution didn't give you your freedom of speech. The Holy Ghost did. Hallelujah. Long before there were ever forefathers, the Father on high gave you free speech. Oh, yes, Lord. Come on, let's say it together. You, the church.
Let the church.
Say amen.
Let the church say amen. God has spoken.
Yes, he has.
Let the church say amen.
Come on, free people. Say it with some gusto today.
Let the church.
That's you.
Say amen.
Got to see it.
Say amen. God has spoken.
He's spoken.
Let
one more time. That's your war cry today.
Let the church.
The church. Just for a moment, in the present tense, God is speaking.
Yes,
He speaks through His word.
Yes,
He does. He speaks through circumstances.
Yes.
He'll speak through other people.
Yes, He will.
But the question is, are we listening?
Yeah.
If you've come today, you've not taken time to tune into heaven's dial. The Lord is always speaking. And if you have not opened your heart to Him, not given your life to Him, and that may seem like a small thing, but do you realize that so many people that you work with, that you live with, in your neighborhood, at your coffee counter, who are not saved?
Come on.
They don't know Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah, they may see Christ in you, but if they don't know Him,
yes,
it's hard to recognize Christ in them.
That's right.
And so this year we're doing just do it. Bow your heads today, and I'll share with you, the Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth,
yes,
the Lord Jesus, and believe in that heart that God has raised them from the dead. The Bible says thou shalt be saved. Take time today to let someone know,
yes,
your testimony. See, I was lost.
Yes.
I was bound up. But one day, I got free.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And they may look at you funny. What do you mean you're free? So let me tell you about Jesus.
Yes.
That's an end for you. What was the word today? Let freedom ring.
Yes.
Oh, that's King. No. The King.
Yeah.
That might be an opening today. That here's what it means to be free.
Yes.
Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I lift up even now that soul, that person who knows you not. And the truth of the matter is, if they don't know you, they're not free.
That's right.
Free them today by their confession of faith, believing that you died, but you rose again. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, give God a praise today. Amen. I feel free. Feel like just a little of this song as we close out.
Come on.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burdens down. Just a little bit of that, Miss Lydia.